Edmonton Fire Rescue Services is putting out a call for recruitment as they prepare for the new wave of firefighters to come through this year. Edmonton Fire Chief Joe Zatelny spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network and explained the process.
It's a very exciting time for Edmonton Fire Rescue Services' future because for the month of January, we open our recruitment process. And it's a competitive, multi-stepped process that helps us select the very best candidate to take part in training and to serve Edmontonians as a member of EFRS. All the applications that we accept to this January will form part of next year's recruit class, and we bring the firefighters on and we give them the skills, training, knowledge, and equipment to support them to succeed as a full-fledged Edmonton firefighter.
Chief Zatelny talks about the partnerships that EFRS made last year for more diverse recruitment.
Last year we had a new opportunity, and this was part and parcel with creating a partnership with Enoch Cree Nation, where we were able to develop Camp Miyawatasuin, a program aiming to inspire individuals from First Nations, Métis, and Inuit communities to explore firefighting. And so our inaugural camp hosted 14 participants. It was an honor to receive that Cree word, which means one that is of good character, good moral standing in the community. And so it was a very exciting time for us in Edmonton Fire and the city of Edmonton to have that partnership and be able to inspire new, young, Indigenous youth that are looking to be part of the fire service. Of course, we also had our Camp Inspire for women and gender diversity individuals, which saw 24 participants from the underrepresented groups, and which all contributes to us being able to reach out to communities, groups, organizations, representatives that historically are underrepresented in the fire service.
Chief Zatelny explains why the partnerships were made and the importance of diversity in EFRS.
It takes a variety of skill sets to be able to solve the multiple problems and issues that come our way when the call to duty is made. And so the more skill sets, second languages, people that understand traditions, customs, being able to pay that level of respect because you understand the culture you're serving is all part of providing service excellence.
The deadline to apply is January 31st, and more information can be found on joinefrs.ca. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.